This is Goblets and Gays. I'll introduce my cast, who they are, who they're playing, and then we'll get rolling into things.
Hi, I'm Aki, and I play the vigilante Gravewing, who is a Nagaji sylph, monk, and kineticist. We both use she, her pronouns.
Hello, I'm Ferris, she, her, and I play Alouette Feller, also she, her, a bardic thaumaturge beastkin, doing her best while juggling a family curse, falling in love, and of course, the end of the world.
Hello, I'm Dusty. I use they, he pronouns, and I'm playing Yurido, formerly Moran. Still a problem, just angrier now. They are a blood hunter Nephilim problem. Just trying to fix things, even though it's all bad. They also use they, he pronouns.
Hello, I'm Sparlock, and I play Alistair Whiskerfield, the great rat detective, arcane archer, and wizard extraordinaire, the revolutionary firebrand, sworn enemy to the Scriabins, and scourge of the bourgeoisie, and master of Nicodemus Tower. We both use he, him pronouns.
Hi, I'm Tick. I use he, she, they pronouns, and today I'll be playing Niall. Who uses he, they pronouns. He cooks, he cleans, he eats people and has an alien parasite living in his spine slowly consuming him. What more could you ask for?
Hi, I'm Alyssa. My pronouns are they, them, and I play Lathadrisi the Fourth, Dampier, Dandy, Rogue, Failed Matricide with a negative one constitution modifier. Lath uses she, any pronouns.
So who wants to tell me what happened last time?
There we go. Sorry, I was muted that entire time. Wow, no wonder everyone didn't laugh at all the jokes I was making. I just thought it wasn't funny.
No, we could hear you.
No, you couldn't. I saw I was on mute. You can try being an asshole to Dusty, because they have to live with you. But I don't. Anyways, last time on this game that we played together, we had a lot of lore dumps. Like, we got the lore dump of a century over here. We got to learn Gravewing's backstory, we got to learn Niall's backstory, we got to learn Schism's backstory. The poors are finally getting rights in this house. It's amazing. We had a nice little talk about everything. Gravewing's horrible. Honestly, I kind of want to protect you. You have to listen, actually. I'm not telling you anything. This is how I get our viewer retention up. I tell you guys to listen to the last episode because there was lore. We all were then told by Lorelai that there was a way to isolate the mole. And we were like, ooh, I guess we do have some fun different rumors to determine where this little mole is. Let's sniff him out, you know? Let's sniff him out. I hope you guys could hear my sniffing sound effects. I work really hard on them. Thank you, Alyssa. But we all decided to separate into three different groups. And then Gravewing took two bitches away to go make out with them in a little makeout session. And the rest of us are going to do it because Aki is busy tonight. Thumbs up emoji. Yippee! Don't thumbs down me, Ferris.
You can't stop me.
So yeah, we are first going to start with the team hanging out in Salvation Row. Yuri Niall and Alistair.
Okay.
Specifically, Lorelai said it was by the ruined house.
Bad vibes place.
Bad vibes place, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was determined that Yuri was disguising as Lorelai.
Yes.
Were we given any information to go, or to just, like, look suspicious?
It was, it looked like you're plotting and planning things.
So like, look suspicious. Or
looking, yeah, looking suspicious, maybe, like, poking around in the ruined house trying to find anything.
Doing the okay. Mr. Burns hands.
Yeah. I think to Niall and Alistair, Yuri would just say, I mean, we gotta at least not look like we're expecting anything.
Well, I suppose you should go inside and order something to eat.
And I think I would want to, like, try to go to the entrance we found last time to try to get in, which was, like a side path or side alley or something, right?
Yeah, so things you would also notice as you're moving through the row is in a much different place than it was when you were here a couple of weeks ago. It's gotten worse. People are fighting in the streets. Many people have boarded up their homes and are trying to just wait at whatever's happening out. But people who work for Johnny patrol the streets, and something needs to be done. You can tell that. And hopefully you will be able to move soon. Can you give me, all three of you, give me perception checks?
About to see if I can. I don't like that perception checks are typically used for initiative as well, because now I don't trust you. Like, ever.
That's the point.
Yeah. I got a 25.
Is this related 19. To investigation?
Theoretically, yes.
That is an 18 with a natural 1.
Ugh, buddy.
I'm yeah. just, like, so busy trying to look suspicious.
Yeah, I mean, you're incredibly busy looking suspicious, and it's just, the road doesn't feel safe, so it's also, like, you could be jumped by somebody completely unrelated to all of this right now. Mm-hmm. And who knows? Yeah. So you are there for a while and nothing happens. No one shows up. You get away relatively unbothered. So that means we need to figure out what's happening to people in the tea house.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that it's the people who went to Coffin Walk who get attacked, actually, Aubrey.
Possibly. Who knows?
Who knows? Maybe we just didn't notice workings. Them.
Yeah, so I think that before we head out, Laith is going to argue with Alouette about being bait. We'll say, I mean, I already have the scarf on me. I can just play Lorelai. I'm much better in close quarters anyway.
No, because one of the other groups needs the masquerade scarf, because I can only make one disguise, and I have to use my things to make a third disguise, and there will just be not enough things to send without everyone else, so that they are properly prepared for all of this. And besides, I don't think that it would be something that you would want to be doing. It just, in light of recent events and the last time someone was being bait for Lorelai, was sort of related to recent events, and maybe you would be feeling bad about all of that.
If it's the same people who came for Lorelei last time, I'd be happy to be able to actually stab them this time for what they were doing.
That is only if we see them coming and that they don't stab you first.
Leith really wants to say that she's more than capable of taking a stab wound, but recent events have suggested that maybe that is less than true. So,
besides, there is every possibility that I am immune to death. We don't know if it is simply Lord Valer or if it is anyone with the curse.
Has no one in your family who's been cursed died?
Officially? Really hard to say. There's a lot of people who go missing and are presumed dead or leave the city for personal reasons and never come back. We hold a lot of funerals. I just, you know.
Recent events.
I've never exactly given details for anything ever, so who knows? I'm not the one to ask, actually.
Nadia just sitting here sipping tea, just being like, so do all of these go like this?
Yeah. Thank you for coming with us, Nadia.
You're welcome.
I promise nothing is going to happen. This is just precautions.
It's kind of nice to get out for a little bit. I haven't been to something like this in a while.
I know how you feel. How about this? I will be Lorelei, and I can give you perhaps a Hunter's Bane if you are trained in survival.
I am not. That is one of like three
Never
skills
mind.
I am not trained in.
I can give you the Bloodseeker speak, and then if something happens, you can be very aggressive about it.
Leith sort of pouts a little bit and fidgets with her fingers and then pulls off a ring and says, fine, but if you're playing Lorelei, then you should take this, and hands over the Ring of Observation.
Oh.
Nadia and I will wait nearby at another table and watch, and Nadia can inform everyone else if our group is the one with them all.
I am so certain it won't be us, because this seems like a terrible place for an ambush, you know?
I mean, truly, Coffin Walk or that cursed house are certainly
right.
What I would choose.
They are ripe for ambushing.
Do you have some way to detect poison or something if they try to poison her tea?
No, but, you know, I can just not drink it. And you know what? I can just pour in my little sips, and I'll just drink that instead. My chalice. Contents of my chalice. Then I can still drink, and they'll be like, oh, look at her having tea, but actually it'll be very refreshing.
Alright, fine.
You will know if anything goes wrong, not only because you'll be looking, but also because, you know, and I will flick the little shared earring we have. Besides, I have more tricks up my sleeve than you may think. And I will not actually don illusory disguise yet, because I think it's a very short term. It's only an hour, but I will do it when it seems appropriate.
So yeah, it's the tea house is, it's a slow day. You know, people usually actually spend more of their nights here than the actual days. So it's super easy to grab a couple of tables for Nadia and Laith to be far enough apart, like far enough away from Lou, that it makes it look like you're not together. Not that you are together.
Well, of course we're not together.
Of course. Silly me.
Gosh, Aubrey.
Why would you even bring that up?
I don't know.
Not like together together, just like together, like people who know each other.
In the same room together.
Yeah, we're like just physically close. But like strangers, geographically really close.
Yeah, it's physically as close as strangers would be.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bludgeon you all to death with very blunt spoons.
Okay. Take away from the bit for a second. Unrelated, just staring at stats. Nadia has more health than Laith.
What?
What level is she?
She's like level 6.
Girl.
Not by much. By like 7.
She's 2 levels under you and has more HP. Laith!
Okay, wait, I didn't update it in Foundry, so maybe I am actually better.
You have 1 more help than she does.
This is why you're not allowed to debate.
I don't know what you mean.
So, yes, perception checks from everyone.
Not that bad. Good job. Good job, Belle.
30. Even 30.
34.
So, it's almost 2 hours after you arrive and have settled in and are drinking tea when, Lou, you finally notice it. 3 people in, decked out in a way that they don't want their identities to be seen, slip into the bar. 2 of them move as if to do some sort of pincer maneuver, one coming in from each side and one sort of falling back as if waiting to see what will happen. And Laith, you have the highest initiative, so you get to go first.
Did you use Inej for Nadia's little icon?
Yes.
Incredible. I love her even more now. I take back my answer from the Q&A. Sorry, Juniper. Nadia is my new favorite.
Wow.
I'm going to make the meme.
Friendship with Juniper over. Nadia is my new best friend.
I think that Laith will whisper to Nadia to send out the message and try to look uninvolved. And we'll move to intercept the, move to intercept the nearest.
How many other patrons are in this tea house?
A small amount. There's probably like maybe, not counting the staff, like 7 or 8 other patrons. No matter what happens, you're going to make a scene.
Sure, yeah.
It just may not be the scene that these people wanted.
I think that Laith is going to, move in front of this first person and sort of tilt their hip so that their sword, the Idrisi family sword, is on plain view from under their cloak and say, I suggest you try this some other place in time.
The man will lean in and smile at you. His breath is rancid, mix of tobacco, alcohol, and something else. And it says, and I suggest getting out of our way. Only want the girl.
Great. Then can I count that as a feint and then try to stab him with my corset dagger?
Yes, you can.
Get him.
It's a... 31 deception. Versus their perception DC.
Oh yeah, that is a success.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and then I will, with the other hand that was sort of still concealed a little bit by her cloak, I will pull forth the smaller dagger and just try to stab them in the chest. I will reroll because that is a natural one. It's a 32 to hit.
Is it critical hit?
Hell yeah. It's unfortunate simply... that I'm not hitting... Oh, I was just going to say it's unfortunate that I'm not hitting them with the family sword, but needs must.
Yeah.
So that is 19 damage doubled is 38.
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah, you get a, where do you strike?
I mean, it's been so successful in the past. I think she just sort of goes for the throat and tries to pierce it with this very thin dagger.
This is not as successful as it was, you know, the first time you did it. Uh-huh, but you do manage to get a pretty good hit in as he moves back justly, you know, enough that you don't, like... get him right through the jugular, but you open up a pretty decent slice, sort of somewhere between his like collarbone and his neck, as he pulls back, and that's what, three actions?
That is three actions. I will flag that because they're off guard because of my fainting, they have a -2 to perception and reflex.
Hell yeah. Right, and you watch
if
as
they are off guard. Do you can also activate the Bloodseeker beak if you want to. I think it's an action though, so I don't know if you have an action left.
Because
that's hitting an off guard creature with an affixed weapon.
Yeah, the reaction looks empty, right? Yeah, I think it just happens.
Then yeah.
So yeah, an extra 1d4 precision. And if you did sneak attack damage, they also take 1d4 persistent bleed.
Hell yeah.
Give it to me.
It's for a reason.
The extra 1d4 precision will be a 2 extra damage. And the persistent bleed is a 4. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And that'll bring us to the one in the background. It is this form with a long cloak and a long hood pulled over their face. It is hard to tell much about them, but you watch as they reach underneath their cloak, come out with a throwing dagger, and throw it at you, Lou, not Lorelei.
They don't know that yet.
Yeah. And they're going to start off with a feint.
Okay.
And that is a 22 versus your perception DC.
Which is my perception...
Plus 10.
Plus 10? You said 22?
Yeah.
I have a 25.
Then yeah, you are not off guard.
I was ready.
You were ready.
I see Lathe do this all the time.
Are you watching me when I fight? That's gay.
I know.
Right, and that is a 26 to hit you.
Just barely hits. Just barely.
Right. That is going to be 14 piercing damage as this dagger embeds itself in your shoulder, and then I need a fortitude save.
Why do you always do this to me, Dice? Every dice. All the dice. They're like, you get one good roll, and then we betray you forever.
Do I want to try to re-roll this already? Probably, yeah. I'll use a hero point. What the heck?
Much better. 30.
30, you can definitely tell as the wound burns that these blades are poisoned, but you manage to pull it out before it really does anything too much. And for their last action, they're going to attempt to hide, essentially, like fall back into the crowd.
Okay.
Right, they fall back into the crowd, and you lose sight of them for the moment. You'll have to spend an action to seek them.
Okay.
Lou, it is not your turn.
We need to identify these people. It's not enough to just not get killed by them. We also cannot let them get away without us knowing who they are. So I think in that regards, I'm gonna call that out to Lathe that we need to know who they are, and then I'm going to Oh, wait, I'm pretending to be Lorelai. We need to know who they are! Does Lorelai usually fight with, like, a dagger or a sword? Or neither?
Either. He does both.
Okay, then I will grab a sword, my sword, and I'm going to exploit vulnerability, but I'm not going to do it with my bell. I'm going to do it with my chalice, sort of like subtly under like my cloak or something like that. So let's try that first.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to be a 14 plus, that's going to be a 31 to exploit.
A 31 to exploit?
Yes. The muscly one. Not the one Lathe's fighting, the one by itself.
Not yeah, that is going either. To be a success.
Okay. Is it a mortal weakness or is it personal antithesis?
It would be a personal antithesis.
Okay. Sorry, one second. I got a lot of stuff going on. Okay, non-humanoid creatures. So sympathetic vulnerabilities does not apply to all of them. Good to know. And that does not apply right now either. Okay. And so we'll run up to this guy, and I'm going to try to attack him or them in a way that I want to try to reveal their face. Mm-hmm. Like slash with a sword and try to like cut off like whatever their face coverings are or whatever I can do here.
Right.
That is, I'm not gonna argue with it, but that is the third one in a row I've rolled up that number, which is great for me. So that's gonna be a 29 to hit.
A 29 to hit. 29 will hit.
Okay. Oh gosh, damage. I act like I haven't played this in a hot minute.
We haven't done combat in a few weeks.
Yeah. That's going to be 9. Hang on. Okay, 9 plus 6. So that's going to be 15 damage of the piercing variety.
Okay, 15 damage. Get him in a good bit of strike.
Do I get the face?
Yeah, you would not have recognized this person before. They seem to be come from the generic goon factory.
Wow, I didn't know we had one of those in this town. excellent. I think I have one action left. I'm going to No, I can't do that right now. So I'm going to just try to eyeball that hidden person if I can.
Yeah, spend a need a perception check.
Oh, hello. You know what? I apologize for insulting you earlier, Dice. I didn't mean it. You're wonderful, and I love you so much. 34.
34? Yeah, 34 is higher than what they rolled to stealth. So yeah, you're able to pick them out and point them out. So, you know, they're no longer considered hiding anymore.
Okay. I will say there's one over there, and I don't recognize this one. I might have to do something drastic. That's directed at Lathe.
Well,
but I'm learning from our mistakes, and I'm not using names.
Yeah.
Well, we're already making a scene. Might as well.
Well, do you insist?
Yeah.
They did rudely interrupt.
They did incredibly rudely interrupt. Now it is the one that you just stabbed, Lou. It is its turn. He reaches and unsheaths his sword. It appears to be very common make, just a common long sword that has seen plenty of use, and will strike out at you with it for his second action.
Sure.
For 33.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Now you take 15 slashing damage, and then you watch as, with almost a practiced ease, a soldier's ease, he goes from slicing you with the sword and coming in with this sort of armored bracer that he has on his other hand for his last action to create an opening. Which is the move, sort of throws you off. And mechanically, you have a minus 2 status penalty to their AC against the next strike made before their next turn.
Gotcha.
And yeah, that is their turn. And very much like his fellow, he is going to do roughly the same thing to you, Lathe. He's going to start off with unsheathing his long sword, striking for a 34.
That'll hit.
for 20 damage. And spending his last action using that armor gauntlet to create an opportunity. And he will take that bleed damage, roll his recovery check. He does not recover and continues to bleed.
Good.
It is now Nadia's turn. She's going to do what you said. She is going to spend her first action to move outside and second action to send off the message and third action to open her kinetic gate.
Now, two of those sounded like she was doing what I said. That last one, though.
She's far enough away to start zapping people. And that'll bring us to the top of the round with you, Leith.
Yeah, how is my guy looking?
Yeah, he hasn't hit bloodied yet.
Okay. I'm just gonna mosey on away from him to flank the one who is with Lou.
He's gonna use his reaction to reactive strike.
He is not. I am stepping.
Oh, you're stepping. Yeah.
Because I get 20 feet of step.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. Is it even stepping at that point, or are you just like, whoosh?
That's how she keeps avoiding all these questions.
Step. And then the noise suddenly started for me too. Like, it wasn't playing the tavern noises, and now it is, which is very strange.
Yeah, it's. The map is doing that. I don't know why. And then it'll occasionally just stop doing them for a bit, and then we'll start up again. And I'm like, yeah. This is the weirdest loop.
Okay, so we are flanking this one. Do they... And I'm probably going to have to kill them, so I guess it matters a little less. No, okay. Do they have a purse or anything on them that's, like, visible?
Maybe under their cloak.
Yeah, okay, that's not worth it. I will just attempt to stab them in the back. This time with the actual Idrisi short sword. So that is a 29 to hit.
29 is gonna hit.
Okay, cool. 24 damage.
Alright.
And I will go ahead and try and stab them again. I think it's, yeah, just a sort of firm swipe with the short sword and then sort of driving in with a follow-up, which almost certainly misses because that is a 6 on the dice. So that would be 19 to hit.
That certainly does miss.
Yeah, okay, I figured. But that is my turn.
Yeah, the roguish one that's keeping their distance. You hear them call out in this magically altered voice. You can immediately tell this is not their natural voice, you know, the same way one can tell when you hear a computer altered voice. And it says to the two hired muscle to hurry up and get it over with, using their chastising command, giving them bonuses to their attack and damage. And their last action is going to throw a knife at you, Lou. That is a 37.
Ooh, that would be a crit.
All right, and I need that fortitude save one more time. And that's going to be another 20 damage for you.
How does a 23 sound?
A 23 is a failure. But you only move up to stage 1. You're going to take 1d6 persistent poison damage. And you are... And you are... Where is it? Doomed one.
Oh, okay. Normal. Normal things to happen here. All right, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Okay. It's my turn, right?
Yes, it would be your turn.
Okay, great. Okay. Lou is going to call out loudly and recite backwards one of her favorite poems by Yuri's ex, but in reverse, which is how well memorized it is, so it sounds strange and mysterious. And I'm going to attempt a occultism check versus the will DC of any enemy within 30 feet. Of an enemy, sorry, of an enemy. And I would like the roguish one. They're within 30, right?
That's more like it.
Let's go, baby. Okay. That was going to be a big number. 36 against their will, DC.
That is a critical success.
Okay, they are confused and frightened for one round. They're frightened one and confused for one round. As this backwards poetry reading fills them with dread for knowledge beyond mortal comprehension.
Question, is it like the words backwards or is it like reversed audio backwards?
I think she's just like, instead of reciting the poem from the top to the end, she's reciting it from the last word to the first word. Dassel should be very flattered. She knows their poetry forwards and backwards. And while confused and frightened, I think we're gonna... No, I'm just gonna have to count on that to work here, I think, because I need one more action. I don't have two to spare. She's going to, like, call out theatrically. What is this terrible thing? Why are you attacking me? These strangers, these masked figures, whoever are you? What terrible thing have I done to be assaulted in this place of tea? And is just trying to persuade the onlookers that this is a bad thing happening to us by them. We'll probably even throw a little extra on him, being like, is this the safety the High Priest promised us? I feel unsafe. We are in danger here. Help.
Let's go.
Can I try to, I don't know, persuade the people, or are they just persuaded by me? Yeah, if it helps, can... I have half truths and I can mislead people to certain conclusions.
Yeah, give me that persuasion check.
All right, baby, let's go.
Most people are just startled by sudden violence in the tea house.
So am I. What an alarming thing to be happening here.
My Panic at the Disco cover
band. I've never in my
life
seen this. Yeah, baby, coming back to me. It's gonna be, I think, a 28. Yeah, 28.
A 28. Yeah, people are slowly starting to move. It's going to take a second because everyone's a little bit stunned.
Yeah. I mostly just want, like, when they leave this place, for them to be speaking out against the Cygnus and being like, how could he do this in a public establishment, you know? That's my real goal here. If they do anything else, like, that's just a bonus. I just want them to be, to spread the word of this egregious overreach of power. And the secret police that Cygnus is apparently adapting. And I'm going to, I guess, defend myself by stabbing this man. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm gonna have a sip. Sorry. We're going to have a good sip here. Yeah, we're just going to have a sip and not a drain. So that's going to be 2 plus half my level. So I can do math. That's 10 temporary hit points. And then because I am fancy with the chalice now. Sorry, my turns are taking for bloody ever. I also get, oh, plus my charisma modifier. Beautiful. So that's not 10. That is going to be 14 temporary hit points. So she says all this, and then she takes a very dramatic sip from the chalice, like, oh, what have they done? Sorry, Lorelai, to use your image in this way. That's me, that's all.
You really are besmirching her in the worst way.
It had to be done. It's for the greater good.
Lou, you are going to take 3 poison damage, and I need you to roll me a recovery check, just a flat d10. Or not flat d10, flat d20.
Okay.
That is a natural 19.
Then you recover.
Boom.
And
pulls out the dagger, drops it on the ground like a mic drop. I haven't used this dice in a really long time, and I think it is just thought recharged. I was mad at it, and is making up for that now. It's my bell dice. I have missed it, to be fair. It's beautiful.
You're still doomed, and still technically doomed, poisoned, but you are, it hasn't moved up to the next stage yet. Well, so, we are going to start with, we're going to do... He is going to take a 5-foot step, so he's no longer in flank. And then he is going to swing at you. He's been paid to go for Lorelai, so he's going for Lorelai. Anything else is extra. And that's a 30.
Yeah, that hits.
Alright, and that is 12 slashing damage, and then for his last action, he puts up his shield, or his armor gauntlet.
Sorry, which I did my max. I typed it wrong, and I almost put, I had 142 temp HP.
So powerful, that flask.
I'm like, oh my gosh. Doomy, where did you come from?
Doomy living only on temp HP and nothing else.
That's all she needed, baby.
And yet again, we're going to see something very similar yet again with this one. Take a 5-foot step, swing for a 24.
Miss,
you're ready for that one, and spends his last action to raise his shield. Takes some more bleeding damage and does not recover. So he's continuing to bleed.
Goodness, did you come here with harmful intents? You're not here to kill me, are you?
And it is Nadia's turn. We'll take a couple, we'll take one action to step back into the tea house, and then is gonna start blasting. She is going to take 2 elemental blasts at this, the closest one to her. The first attack is going to miss, and then the second attack is going to hit. You watch as these concentrated bolts of air and lightning sort of just start to zip around this tea house. The first attack misses. She goes, I'm still getting the hang of it. And then second attack gets it. And yeah, bring it back to you, Laith.
I hate the idea of leaving Lou with these two goons and them having a straight line to Nadia. However, it feels like the fastest way to end this fight would be to take out the one who is calling out the shots. So I am going to feint an attack against the muscle that I have been engaged with, the one who is between Lou and I. That is an 30 against their perception DC.
That is going to be a success.
Oh, okay. Well, I get a free... The reason I was hoping to get a crit, but the reason I did that instead of just stepping is that I get a free step. So I will take my 20-foot step towards the... towards the more roguish one. And I will actually just move behind him. And I will sort of hiss at them like, you really ought to come back at another time. And do they have anything, like any pouches or purses or anything that looks like it could be identifiable on their body?
Yeah, there is something.
Sweet. I am going to use stab and snag, which is you seek to stab them and slice their purse strings with a single movement. Oh shit, that also gives you a stride. Oh well, I didn't do that, so it's fine. And yeah, I will strike them, and then I can attempt a thievery attack. Thievery check to steal. That is a 29 to hit.
29 is gonna hit.
Okay, and my thievery check is 31.
31? Yeah, you hit, you do this, and you slice the purse strings. This coin purse falls into your hands, and you immediately look at it. It is embroidered with a four-leaf clover.
Oh.
What's that mean, Varys?
Clover.
Oh no!
Our lieutenant!
Damn, got jealous of Gravewing. But yeah, that also does 17 damage to them from the actual stab.
Side note, we should probably not kill some people in the middle of the tea house.
Eh.
That's bad for the optics.
You're in the tea house in Darklight Bazaar.
And? The optics are still bad.
Yeah.
We sort of started the actual physical part first. Like, they started this fight, but we did launch the actual physical engagement.
Mm-hmm. So, Laith, you are unfortunately right next to her. And because of confuse, she has to spend all of her actions to strike or cast offensive spells. So she is going to attack three times.
Rip.
Well, unfortunately, two of the three rolls are dog shit.
That's
does 26 hit you?
It would, but I will nimble dodge out of the way.
Yeah. I did not kill my maybe girlfriend.
And the others are a 16 and a 13.
Those both fail.
Yeah, and that's Clover's entire turn. And Lou.
Right. Okay. We need, Lou will probably call out to, like, Nadia and Lathe. Just incapacitate, please. And then is going to... I think that all of the stabbing has been getting to Lou. And less Lou and more the bird. And the last, like, blow she took just snagged against the compact mirror she carries that holds, like, all of her other faces that she can wear. And it cracks the mirror and splits out three other Lorelei's around her. So we're gonna just look at this dude next to me, and I'm gonna whisper in his ear love poetry. And I'm gonna use disturbing knowledge on one of the muscle guys.
Wow, Leif steps away 20 feet and you're off whispering love poetry to someone else.
It's specifically from Zazzle's book that is all about how much of a dirty dog liar Yuri is. So it's less love poetry, more anti-love poetry. You know how it is.
Oh no, it's okay.
It's okay, I forgive you, Dice. I forgive you. That is only gonna be... a 23. Make sure that's not
23
right.
Versus yeah. His
will.
It succeeds by one.
Heck yes. Frightened one, then, as gets roasted basically about what a terrible lover he is. and that's, oh shoot, I didn't do the other thing, so I actually have lots of actions. I forgot. He doesn't look like dead, right?
The one on your left, really looks, that one is bloodied and very, looks very bad.
Can I attack him with, like, the butt of my rapier?
Yeah, you can make a non-lethal attack.
Okay, I don't want to kill, I just want...
That might do. That's going to be a 25.
25 will hit.
Okay. That's going to be... And math. 16 damage.
16, that is enough to put him into unconsciousness.
Great. I still got another action. Gotta aim the sword at the other guy. I hope it's the guy that I whispered things to, but if not, just give him a little wink and say, "You're next, buddy." Oh, actually, no, that's gonna be fine. That's a 25, even with the map.
25 hits.
Okay, this is the best Lou has ever done ever at anything in her life.
And she's pretending to be 17? Someone else.
I was gonna say, just needed to dress up as someone else.
The power of Lorelei. That's gonna be 17 to damage,
yeah.
Piercing.
Yeah, I mean, it hits. They are still standing.
That's okay. That's all I got going for me, which is a lot. That's a lot going for me. Let's go. But that's all my turns, or yeah, actions. Yeah.
There is, it is now his turn, and we're going to start off everything with a longsword strike. That is, he is, things are, the plan is falling apart, so is he for a 19 to hit you? Yeah. Didn't think it was going to work. And we're going to try one more time. Nope. For a plan is truly well and fallen apart for a natural one.
Ooh, buddy.
The card is called Pinprick. He takes one bleed.
Oh, he stabbed himself. Got paper cut.
And that's going to miss. And the third action is going to raise the shield. Other one's unconscious. And oh, the other one is also still bleeding. So he may bleed out on the floor.
Ripperoonies, nothing we could have done.
Uh-oh. I'll be fine. Yeah,
nope, still bleeding. And it is now Nadia's turn. And Nadia is going to continue one action, move in, two more action, elemental blasts. The first one is going to hit, but the second one will not. Still getting a handle on all those things.
She gets a double thumbs up.
Yeah.
You're doing great.
Get a thumbs up in return. Leith, it is now your turn.
Yeah, Leith is going to spend an action grabbing the coin purse that she cut from the floor and pocketing that. Is Clover still confused or are they like...
I think was it to the end of Lou's turn, next turn, or was it...
Confused for one round and then frightened one, so I assume that's all done by now.
Yeah, the confused is done.
Okay, so Leith will sort of hiss at them, like, could you not have had your lover spat alone instead of involving the rest of the group? And use that as an attempted feint. Or, I don't know, I guess that's a bon ma. But, you know, she will just say that. I'm not going to do anything with it mechanically. She's just saying that and then going to attempt to stab her. It's a 12, 3. That is a 33 to hit.
33 is going to hit.
That is 22 damage.
Don't kill her. We need her.
I was just rolling damage for no reason.
Optimism.
There we go. Yeah. I will attempt to hit her again, non-lethally, if we're even anywhere close to that. I can't imagine that we are. And that's only a 5 on the dice, so that does not hit.
Oh. Do we have another hero point?
Yeah, we do.
I mean, how's she looking?
Pretty good. You've only really hit her once.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So I will not use that right now. But I think that some of the blood from Leith's wounds have sort of seeped down her arm and on to the filigree of the Idrisi family sword, and as she like sort of swings and clutches it, it activates Gift of Life. So I'm going to give myself some healies, and that is my turn.
Yeah, it's so helpful for you.
Things have well and truly taken a turn for these plants, and Clover is going to spend one action to step, and then is going to spend the rest of her actions to book it the fuck out of there. She's got like a good solid like 30 feet movement, so it's a good solid like 60 feet away she can get. Oh, that brings us to Lou.
You said she's 60 feet out of range?
Yeah, she has left the tea house.
Okay. Then I will call out to Lathe. Catch her, please. And then look at the guy who's not unconscious and bleeding out, and say, you can either take your friend and get medical attention, or you can stay here and join him on the floor.
Roll me intimidation.
Blake fanning herself in the background.
the hottest Lou has ever been, and with when she's not herself.
Because the way, you know, and Lou's very good portrayal gets you could take a plus one.
32. And this may already be the guy who's frightened as well. I don't know.
There's a moment where he looks like he's gonna fight, and you know, the hand on his sword kind of goes slack a little bit as he sort of lets it drop and just sort of steps back and will say, "It's fine. I'm not getting paid enough anyways for this job."
I thought so. Quick confirmation before you go. Who is it that paid you?
The runner. Don't know her name.
Good enough. Take your friend. Get out of here. And if you come by again, we will not be so kind the second time.
Oh, well, believe me, we'll be on the first boat out of here.
I guess I'm gonna use my rest of my actions to run.
Yeah, so
I'm gonna drop money on the table as I go, though, to like make up for the mess.
Yeah, you all start to give chase.
If I get within 30 feet, not this turn, it would have to be next turn, but if I get within 30 feet, I do have something I would do that might stop the running.
Well, we'll keep that in the pocket for a second, because it is around this time that the other groups get that message that it's happening at the tea house. And was the message specifically to get there? Or just letting them know it's happening at the tea house?
I think it makes sense to call them here, like, for backup.
If they can. We were really scattered, so I don't know if it's realistic that they can get all the way over here, but
right, exactly.
They can.
They can
at least head in this direction.
Yeah. So, yeah, you do this, and Laith, you're also giving chase.
Yes, and I have 40 feet of movement, so I should be able to overtake her.
Yeah.
Get her.
Yeah, and Nadia will bring up the rear, because she's just happy to be here.
Baby girl!
Great! Nadia, you did so good!
And we'll figure out what happens next time as you give chase and everyone converges on your location. Tick, why don't you take us out?
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the wonderful episode of Goblets and Gaze, where I proceeded to drink tea with Yuri at an abandoned house as we talked about our feelings. If you like what we do here, feel free to follow us on Instagram, on Blue Sky, on a lot of different things, on Patreon. We have all sorts of amazing updates available to you all, and some great content on Patreon. Please, my shitposts have to be recognized by more than just the people in this room. They don't appreciate me. Alyssa bullies me behind the scenes so much. But remember, everyone, give us some good reviews, because even if you don't have money, reviews are free. I think that's everything. I hope you all have a good night, and remember to eat some organs.
Moment.